Good evening, I'm Tom Tucker, and the reason I'm wearing this mask is because we've got a Make-A-Wish kid in the studio tonight, who, as you'll find out as the show goes on, is quite a coffer. In local news, Mayor West signed a bill today. See, that's what I was talking about. Okay, Joyce, you talk now. I don't even want to open my mouth.
You might be wondering why I played that clip. Are you, Veronica? Just a little?
No, honestly, I thought it was that chick before us, so I didn't pay any attention.
Just her coughing and being a disgusting, boring pig. What?
Was that you coughing? What?
Well, it was the clip coughing. It was Family Guy a couple weeks ago, I believe.
I figured it out in the end when I actually started paying attention.
But I'm sick again.
Yeah, I noticed. You won't stop hacking.
Yeah.
Cue cough.
Yeah, I don't even have the cough button anymore. Because I can't use mic one. You know why I can't use mic one?
Because you sound like a... What? What did you say? Why am I...
I said words.
I am very uncomfortable right now. Like,
why?
My neck is up.
You look like you're blowing Andre the Giant. George Murison.
Oh, a girl should be so lucky.
Oh, Andre is the best. Are you kidding me? He used to just pass out drunk on hotel floors, and they couldn't lift him. They would just have
What an awesome segue into the Disney story.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yes,
we will. We'll talk about that later if you insist.
I insist.
We'll get to that maybe.
We will.
Why do I tell you anything before the show? But I can't be on mic one.
Because you're a fool.
I know. I can't be on mic one because apparently, and this has been a hot topic in the kind of, I won't say it's a discussion forum. I get an email once a day where all the other DJs are just gabbing back and forth like little schoolyard girls, and I'm like, I don't need to read this. But the headline was like, Mic One's audio screwed, and I'm like, okay, that has an impact. It turns out Mic One, I don't know how you do this digitally, but apparently there's like a switch on the compressor that says gay on or off.
Are you being serious?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like you have a lisp if you're talking through Mic One.
John, you just have a lisp.
I don't have a damn lisp.
You know you keep muting me when you cough, right? Yeah.
There we go. We needled that one out. That was gross.
Classic.
That was gross. But one of our more loyal listeners, really profound, he was like, dude, why do you sound like Sylvester the Cat? You're lisping all over the place. I'm like, what the F is he talking about? So I guess for like 5 or 6 weeks, pretty much since we've been in the new studio,
I haven't noticed
like the gay.
No, I haven't noticed it at all.
And again,
I've listened
to the
shows.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I don't really think people want to hear, unless they're coming for a guy who's all like flaming and lispy. That's not what they're there for, right? I don't deliver that. They're going to hear me lisping, but then I'll be talking about like wanting to squeeze a pear. And it's like, what's going on? Is he just Southern? I'm confused.
Southern?
What?
Oh, we'll fight.
I'm just saying some Southern guys have like an effeminate sound. You've
no.
never watched 30 Rock, Kenneth Parcells?
That's one example.
It's,
no, they don't.
It's TV,
Southern boys
so it's
have
real.
The best, deep, sultry, sexy voices ever.
I like Southern chick voices.
Oh, they just sound like men.
What the hey, y'all?
Go to Macon, Georgia.
Ugh, that's an ugly name.
They talk in a whole nother octave. They're like, low.
But they're coal miners' wives. Their lives are horrible.
They're Southern.
Fine. You win this round.
Thank you.
Veronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has archives of every episode, because who wouldn't want that? Well, I'm moving my hands.
What's with your hand today? But you look nervous.
I'm trying to keep track of which cough button to hit. Now that it isn't mic one, I'm mic two, I guess.
Oops.
And you're mic three.
Yay.
I'm on Twitter, at Papa's Basement. I try to tweet funny crap. It's worth following. And Facebook.com/Papa's Basement has all the website updates. Again, those are my writing, archived episodes of the show, tasteful nudes of Veronica when she lets them slip.
Yeah, no.
Why
do we do this every week?
Why do we do what?
Talk about me being naked.
Because it would sell. Because it would get... asses in seats because it would get downloads.
I'm doomed to being a contracts administrator for the rest of my life then because it ain't ever going to happen.
That is a sad sounding job. Contracts administrator.
I love it. Are you kidding me?
What do you do? I administrate contracts.
I make sure our program managers follow their contractual obligations to the customer.
Wow.
It's fun. I like it.
You lost me by the third word.
I figured.
But I can't be mean today because you brought in food.
I did.
It's the best gift of all. You missed the birthday show last week with Kate.
I did. I'm sorry.
One of these days you guys will meet.
I know. I had to go to a rugby tournament.
And ogle.
No.
And look at the men's.
I didn't ogle anyone but the guy I was with.
Do they wear the 80s Larry Bird short shorts with like one ball hanging out?
No. They're a little bit longer, but they do have to wear the spandex shorts underneath because they are pretty short.
That's gross.
I think it might be my new favorite game. It's
really
kind of cool. Yeah. It's like somebody took football, soccer, and I don't know, lacrosse maybe, threw out all of the rules and said, catch this ball.
So they took a great sport and then tacked on a lot of bad sports.
No, it's an awesome sport. Those guys are rough. Let me tell you.
How about a women's rugby league?
There were some women's teams.
And it's
there.
On a plexiglass floor, and all the seats are under the stadium. And you just look.
Well, then you'd be looking at their thighs and shorts. Sorry.
They're in skirts.
No.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, boy.
They're in skirts. And they have to walk like old cowboys, just bow-legged as all hell.
So basically, it's not rugby. You're looking up the skirts of some girls walking down plexiglass.
It's just...
That's really what you want.
It's just they're holding sticks while you're giving a gynecological exam.
Rugby doesn't use
sticks. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking
sticks.
Lacrosse. This is rugby. Okay.
Sorry. It's a very large oblong ball.
It's just football. Isn't football from rugby?
It's a little bit bigger. I don't know.
I gotta figure it is. I gotta figure, like, everything
I think
this great
rugby
land,
is more fun.
We stole it, but we made it better.
I like rugby better.
Fine. Because it was just white guys playing.
No.
Really?
But the VMI team was there. Let me tell you.
All right. That's your thing. Let's get to my gifts. Let's get to the important crap.
Yay.
I'm looking at them right now. And you walked. And by the way, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Because I still owe you for your birthday and your Christmas.
You don't have to give me anything.
I've told you. The Victoria's Secret gift card is
in
the mail.
Hey.
You just wait by that mailbox one of these days.
I'll hold my breath.
Right now, I'm looking at a pack of Spider-Man cupcakes.
Don't they look yummy?
They look pretty good.
I think we should eat one right now.
You can eat one right now.
No. You're going to turn it into some six sexual something, me licking the icing off. And that webcam better not be on. I just
only
had
if
a dance.
The camera's not on.
Okay,
no
good.
One can watch us because you don't look made up today. I'm sorry.
I know. I went to class, dance class. Sorry.
You're a little frumpy.
It was awesome. I know.
But you brought food.
Yep.
And I can't eat the food and I can't have sex with you. So I'd rather have the food than have you like dressed up.
Okay. We'll make a mental note of that.
As for the cupcakes and like a gross comment, don't eat the white icing ones. Don't get that on your face.
Oh, that's the one I was going for because I don't want a blue mouth.
Well, the blue one, you'll look like you sucked off a Smurf. And the red one, it'll look like you went down on that special time.
Aw, John.
So pick your poison. I'll make fun of anything, but eat whatever. I'm
not going to eat one on there. That's too hard. But you do have
it's
to.
It's tough when it's a two-man show.
I know it is.
Because there's no silence where you can kind of saunter off. And
you do have to pick your other present.
There's more.
Yeah.
There's more than just the cupcakes with the Spider-Man like push-pop rings in the middle of the icing.
Yes. You get to pick your flavor of Girl Scout cookies.
And my options are
Tagalongs or Samoas. I think you should go for these.
Why?
Because they're good and we can open them now.
Why don't you open them now? Because I was actually going to go with the Tagalongs because my mom gets Samoas.
Oh, well, then you take the tagalongs.
Well, I want the tagalongs.
Okay, then those
neither are one is a sexy girl in the box, by the way. I'm not.
Because they're Girl Scouts. They're not supposed to be sexy.
They can be trim, at least.
No.
I'm looking at some real chub monsters right now.
They're on a cookie box. What do you want?
I want you to sell it like that Kate Upton eating the burger ad. I want to feel like this is going to make me sexy. I don't want to know. It's going to make me a fat, diabetic piece of ass.
They're Girl Scout cookies. There is no sexy.
It could be.
It'll be sexy at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're watching Netflix.
How old do Girl Scouts get?
Late teens?
Like, is there an 18-year-old Girl Scout?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Like the equivalent of an Eagle Scout or something?
Yeah, exactly.
I think so.
A Tuna Scout.
Ugh. Really?
Yeah, really.
You're so wrong.
I had to think of some kind of beast, and it had to be vaginal, and I was like, what are we going to come up with?
So you went there.
That's what I got. I'm taking my tag-alongs.
All righty.
No, I'm not touching the cupcakes, because you wanted one as soon as the show's over.
I'm excited.
You can have two.
Only one.
Take one in each hand and just hold your hands on top of the steering wheel and drive like that.
While I lick the frosting off.
There you go. Smearing it on your cheek. Kind of got a bit of a grab bag for us today. Got a lot of topics without a lot of research. Mm-hmm. Kind of the hallmark of what I do, but even more so. Just a bunch of questions, bunch of crap I'm going to throw your way, and we'll probably talk 5 minutes on each thing.
Sounds good.
All right. A little more?
What? A little more what?
Just say it sounds great.
Sounds amazing, John.
Thank you.
It's a great, great idea.
I need my peacock feathers stared at sometimes.
You want me to pet you, too?
Yes.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Tell me that I'm the pretty red cardinal. Dirty gray female cardinal.
Ew, no. You're not the pretty duck. Sorry.
I am. I'm the beautiful green-headed mallard.
Whatever.
Don't you love that? How every bird, the chick bird, is ugly as all hell.
Well, it's because you have to attract us.
It's true.
Sorry, dude.
It's true. That's why I like to fan out my money when I'm buying a girl for the night.
Your ones?
Yes. Resembles a wing.
Look at this. That's a $2 bill, honey.
Who's on that? John Adams?
No.
I'm trying to remember.
Do they still print those and why?
I think there is a $2 bill still in circulation. Yeah. I know they took out of circulation all the dollars that sound fake, like the $10,000 and the $1,000 and the $500.
There was a $1,000 bill at one point?
There was a lot of weird crap out there at some point.
Dang, I want one of those.
It's now capped at $100, to my knowledge.
Interesting.
All right, Veronica.
Yes.
I need you to tell me, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
Going to take a couple minutes to set it up. I want you to tell me who is the cheaper person in this scenario.
Uh-oh.
Cheap in the penny-pinching, should be ashamed of themselves sense.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to start off by saying this. For the past few months, I've been very into the Nintendo Wii.
Okay.
And I don't like buying the games at GameStop because they're like $45 used and they're new, it's $50. And I'm like, that's steep either way.
Yeah.
So I've discovered a bit of a loophole. And I go on Craigslist. And you're looking at me like, and then you offer to suck something for money. No. I go on Craigslist and I can find people selling a Wii with a bunch of games for like $120. So I can get a game or two I need and then sell the rest of the crap, because I've done this so often at this point. That I can be like, well, the Wii will sell at about 90. This game will sell at 10. I can kind of parse it out in my head and realize I'm going to get a free game just for having to resell this Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the past couple of months, I've purchased and resold maybe like 6 or 7 Nintendo Wiis.
Oh, my God.
And I've now got like a stack of free video games. I've got my Mario Kart with the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of the House of the Dead games with like the little laser guns. I've just got all this free crap. And I did it again last weekend, day of my birthday, actually. I had nothing better to do. I guilted my friend into taking me out to eat at a place that was near where this guy was selling his Wii so that I could 2 birds with 1 stone it. Again, I'm not trying to make myself sound innocent here. I'm obviously cheap. Or entrepreneurial.
Yeah, I don't think it's cheap. I think it's smart.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think it's cheap at all.
I've surely been catching a lot of crap from the people who know me.
Really?
They're like, dude, how many Wiis do you have in your house at this point? I'm like, 4. Haven't sold them in a couple weeks. But
yeah,
they end up
sold.
Yeah,
you need to sell them. You need to sell them.
Well, right now, I've only got one spare. And I've started asking for more and more money because I realize I don't care if it takes me a couple weeks to sell these.
Yeah.
So today, I had a Wii selling for $100. And maybe about $10 above the curve, but nothing too bad. And this guy finds me on Craigslist, and he's like, hey, I want to buy the Wii today. And I say, okay. And he shows up. He agrees to meet at the Greenbrier Mall. about 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And he pulls up in a Mercedes. And he's got a little kid in the back. I'm not going to give race or anything like that. He was very exotic. I couldn't really compute what to stereotype. He was like light-skinned black guy, mm-hmm. but he had an island accent. I was like, I don't know what to expect here.
Yeah.
Could be the best customer. It could be the worst. He turned out to be the latter. Because after me giving my five-minute spiel, and in my Craigslist ad, I say, hey, no arguing over the price. It's final.
Yeah.
He's like, well, about that price, I can do like 70.
I would have gotten in my car and walked away.
Well, that's pretty much what happened.
I was
livid because I was like, dude, the ad says 100. I will come down to 95.
I wouldn't have even done that. I really would not have even done that. I would have said,
I did
nope,
after
sorry.
About 30 seconds because I was like, wow, this sea sucker is really going to bust my balls. And I'm like, I can move like $5 on this. But you knew the price. And he's like, I can get a new one for 100. And I was like, wow, if that
so
is the case, yeah,
one.
I really suggest you do that.
Go do it.
And I really was pissed because he's in a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't hurting for cash.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I mean, I know the stereotype is a brother will buy a car out of his means, but come on. You're really going to haggle me over $30, $20 when I put the price out there.
And when you say on the ad, we'll not negotiate
yeah.
final price.
You've wasted
he's just wasted
everyone's
time.
Not just mine, his.
Yeah, he who cares about his?
Well, yeah, he can go eat a bowl of F, don't yeah. get me wrong. But he drove out from like further than me to get this toilet mall.
His fault. I really hope you didn't give it to him.
Hell no.
Good.
Hell no. I got a wee sitting in a box in the back of my car right now.
Good.
Like a champ.
Good.
So I'm glad we're on the same page. Maybe this is why I like you so much. I'm not the cheap one here.
No, absolutely not. No, you were up front. You said, we'll not negotiate. This is the price, period.
That's how I see it.
He should have accepted that. If he wanted to negotiate with somebody, he should have found an ad that said, we'll negotiate.
Thank you.
$100 or best offer. Sorry, yo.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, not you. Him, definitely.
Because the way I see it, yes, it's pathetic that a 31-year-old man is having to buy Wii's off children and then resell them so he can play video games for
free. I don't think
it's
pathetic. I think it's smart.
Can we make
it's
out?
It's smart money. No,
can we make out when my germs clear up?
No, we cannot make out, but it's smart.
You've never looked sexier to me.
I just, yeah, whatever.
I'm serious. You are saying everything I want to hear. I'm like, what's wrong with buying something for $80?
There's nothing wrong with
taking
it.
$50 of games off it and then selling it for $100. I'm making
it's
money
smart.
And getting free games.
It's not, you're not doing anything illegal.
I'd feel
Rock
like
on.
A goon if I were buying like hundreds of dollars worth of video games.
Yeah, why is it smarter or cooler to spend more money? Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think you're smart.
Frugality is sexy.
It is. Because then I can spend more money on me.
Mooch more. All that money saved goes to your Victoria's Secret cards. I've just been stacking them up.
Fredericks of Hollywood. I need a new corset.
Fredericks of Hollywood. That was, first of all, how many Fredericks do they have? Because I know Victoria's Secret is like there's millions of them.
There's one in Pentagon City Mall that I've been to a few times.
You know what when I was a kid, you know what I loved about Fredericks? Fredericks had the way sluttier catalog than Victoria's Secret.
I just like the fact that they carry corsets. Not many other places do.
Yeah, they carry whorish stuff. It's awesome.
Not all of it is whorish. They're not that bad anymore.
I remember very profoundly that the Fredericks catalog was like the Club International to Victoria's Secret's Playboy.
Yeah, yeah.
And my uncle, I was visiting my grandma, and my uncle had been living there. I guess it's a family tradition. The uncle was there, and he had a subscription to the Fredericks catalog
that
was sent to my
your,
grandma's house.
Your magazine collection?
I found it once randomly, and I remember flipping through it, and I had to run off and take care of it.
And you're like, that's what that's for?
In my grandma's house, which was awkward as all hell. Because you're staring at, like, old lady pantyhose hanging up. And it smells like Bengay.
That is so funny.
And she lived in an old house, so it was like
creak.
A skeleton. Yeah, it was like a skeleton key lock that you couldn't even really shut. It was just kind of like one of those eye-hole latches that you have on your screen door.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone really gave it a hard hit, they would have come in on me doing that. But, oh, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, I do not care. Do not care how obvious this is. I'm just shoving this down my pants, folks. Taking a 20-minute quote-unquote dump. See you then. It's been real. That was a sexy catalog when you're like 15, 13, whatever the hell I was.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 13-ish. 12, 13. Because the magic for like internet porn hadn't just
hadn't come through yet.
These kids today, man.
They got it so easy.
They have it so easy, and they don't... It loses the luster of, like, just the progressive exposure to more and more pornographic things. You're
yeah,
like
man,
10.
One click and you're on, like...
You're looking at Bang Brothers.
Yeah.
And Brazzers. And
I'm glad you know these.
Yeah, you're
like, you're looking at porn.com.
Exactly. Porn.photo, it's gross. No. You're looking at whatever you want. There's nothing worse than what you'll find on the internet. I don't know. Maybe there's illegal. I guess there's illegal networks for like snuff films and kid porn and crap. But the average person, not so into that. Me, I'm fine with whatever the internet can provide me legally. And these kids, man, they just they're never gonna look at a lingerie ad and give two craps. And there's something sad there.
What do you do?
I don't know. I really, that is one of those things where I literally do feel like technology has killed the innocence of today's youth. You should be staring at like a Hex company ad to see like half of an areola peeking through a bra that the airbrusher didn't
get. On the channel at the hotel with it scrambled or you get
exactly.
Like a glimpse.
Scrambled Spice Channel. They're going to have none of that.
Nope. They put on their smartphones.
Will still has a stolen VHS copy of Demi Moore's Striptease.
Seriously?
In a dresser, yeah. There was like
it's
a
like
time.
It's like hidden. He
yeah,
hides
he
it.
Was stealing a bunch of VHS tapes because that's what you'd get off to. And there was like Striptease. There's Spice World, the Spice Girls
I
movie.
I saw Spice World. That's like, really?
Yeah, why not? That Ginger Spice, she had quite a rack.
Oy vey, I guess. I don't know.
I'd have hit them all in the day.
I'm sure you would have.
Why not? Even Sporty.
Was that Victoria Beckham?
No, that was Posh.
Ah, okay.
There was Baby, mm-hmm. who I guess got by on just being dressed like, yeah, like a little like, oh, I'll use you as the pacifier.
Mm-hmm.
But she was kind of gross in the face, if we're keeping it real. Sporty was lanky and not too great in the dome.
She hasn't done anything since the Spice Girls. The other four I'll have.
She's big in Britain. I randomly know that. She's done crap in Britain. But she nipped through her sports bra. So I liked Sporty because I'm a big fan of the nip through the top. I think Ginger was everyone's favorite because Ginger just had massive cans and a decent face.
She was pretty. She's a pretty girl.
I've seen Ginger topless in the past 6 months. They are still good. Posh. Posh, probably my least favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, she's not pretty. I don't understand what David Beckham's
doing. She's really bony with, like, big fake tees. And if Will were here, he'd be like, that's perfect. But I don't really care for it. She's just got a bit of a an angular face. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, the big fake ones, they're not going to save it for me. And then there's Scary. I'd do Scary. What the hell?
All right.
Why not? It's
sure.
A small world. You only live once. Broaden your cultural horizons, right?
Rock it out.
Thank you. You don't even remember Scary. You don't
yeah,
even
I
know
do.
That.
Really? She had a kid with, what's his face?
With Shrek's donkey.
Yeah, what's his name?
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, that's right. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, she did.
Yep.
That's weird, because I always thought he was gay.
No, I never thought that.
I thought
he
got so bored. He was like one of those guys that started off straight and got so bored with it. He's like, I'm just going to bang dudes now. That's where I'm
really?
At.
Really?
That is what July 1997 is going to be. The month Eddie Murphy just does a guy. Well, remember he got picked up getting that tranny hooker?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I suppose you could get confused by a good one.
Yeah, but there's only so long they can confuse you for.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to know. And if you do it anyways,
to me,
there's an issue there.
To me, picking up a tranny hooker.
You'd do it.
And
you'd
then,
totally do it.
Nah.
If you were drunk enough, yes, you would.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm.
If I were really, I'm one of those guys that really drunk still doesn't do much for my standards because I'm just so prone to be like, I don't want to do this gross pig and I'm going to go home and take care of things. And drunk doesn't help with that. If anything, I'm drunk. I'm even lazier.
Were you drunk when you were watching the Disney Channel?
What? We'll talk about that off air, young lady.
No, no, no.
No, if your escapades aren't fair game, then I don't want to talk about mine at the moment.
I have no escapades. That's
you
the
are
thing.
Having routine something with somebody.
We're dating, but that's it. There is none of that.
You
yet.
Like sex, which is good. I'm not saying that in a judgmental way. More girls should genuinely like it.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you having sex with the guy you've been dating since the a-hole who is cheating on you?
Because we both agreed until we are in a relationship, that's not going to happen.
Why aren't you in a relationship? You've been dating for how long?
It's been maybe 3 weeks.
You realize whenever I talk about having an ex, it's someone I slept with for 2 weeks and I never talked to him again. Like, I've never really had real relationships that extend
well,
over
Well, I
months
want
and
a
months.
Real relationship with this one, so I don't know. I don't know. He's confusing me. Like
I respect you not giving it up too quickly.
Yeah. Oh, and he's just as adamant. I spent the night at his place last weekend, and he was there. I mean, there was just it was not going to happen. But I don't know. Like, he's confusing me. He was so attentive and almost overwhelming the first week, and then the second week he kind of backed off, and then
that's when his ex girlfriend came back. Go
no,
on.
No, no. And then I went to his rugby tournament with him last weekend.
So you
and
were watching him play. That's why you're at this thing.
Yeah, so I was with him. I went over there Friday night. The rugby tournament was Saturday in, like, Farmville, Virginia, three hours from his house. And he lives in Warrenton.
Farmville.
And then,
you were in Farmville.
It was a hike, man. And then we didn't
I could have used a ride to Farmville.
Sorry, dude.
I know a person in Farmville.
One person.
One person.
I was like, where's Uville? Are we going to hit that on the way, too? No, but so I ended up staying the night Saturday night. So I was with him, you know, until afternoon on Sunday. And then I haven't seen him since.
Since Sunday?
Yeah, but we're going out to dinner with some of my friends tomorrow night. So I'm just kind of like.
That's like full 7 days, though.
I know. I'm a little annoyed.
Are you at least talking?
Yeah.
Where does he live compared to you?
Yesterday was the first day that we haven't talked. He lives in Warrenton. I live in Woodbridge. So it's a hike.
Where's Warrenton?
But it's not.
How do you get there? How far are we talking?
It's about 45 minutes.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. It's a hike. Trust me. I know. That was why I was kind of hesitant at first. Like, do I really want to date somebody this
Do you know or? How much of a preference I give to a girl who's within 15 to 20 minutes driving?
Yeah, but in this area, 5 miles could take 2 hours on any given day.
This
you never
area
know.
Is a hell.
I know. I actually like going out to his place because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's actually kind of nice.
I will put up with a dirty, cheating whore. As long as she's like 10 minutes away and I'm not getting cut off from the whorishness. Not saying like over the course of years.
Well, I'm not going to date a jerk because he lives 5 minutes from my house. I'm not going to.
But he's convenient.
I don't care.
Do you know how much gas is?
Jerk.
Gas is almost like $4 a gallon.
Yes, I know.
How much is your pride worth?
More than $4 a gallon.
Oh, maybe I am cheap.
You are. You are maybe very cheap, Disney Channel. You are very cheap.
I don't. Maybe I'll explain that reference someday.
You're going to have to. visual of you doing that. Oh, my God.
That I might have had something sexual done to me while watching the Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yes.
All right. We'll get that out there.
Now that everybody knows.
That may or may not have happened.
With two girls.
What? No.
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
He's blushing. I wish you guys could see
Nothing
him.
Was involved.
His face is as red as the red lights on our mic.
Just one person?
At second. A time.
No. Nothing with the second.
Whatever. The other one
was
in the room.
This was told to you in confidence.
And I told you I was going to talk about it on air, and you were fine with it.
I really wasn't. You kind of just...
Sorry. You're laughing. I brought you cupcakes. Shut up.
Yeah, that will excuse. You're making it sound like I'm Caligula here.
You are.
It was more of a Jersey Shore scenario. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Snooky's Preggers.
Snooky's a gross pig. We'll get to that later. I don't want to give any details or anything.
Yeah. But back to Nick. So.
Yes. Now that we've thrown me under the bus.
Yeah, sorry.
And I'm going to be busy collecting my limbs for a bit.
Yeah. So I haven't spoken to him since, I think, Thursday night.
How old is Nick?
30. 30 this summer.
That's, I won't count that as an age gap.
Yeah, it's not really.
You're 31, so he's 29, a little under 2 years.
Yeah, a little under, like a year and 10 months, I think.
That's not an age gap, like me with a 22-year-old.
Yeah, no.
I meant that isn't an age gap either. For me, if there's not a decade.
Oh, God,
it's
John,
a guy
come
scale.
On, 22?
There's nothing.
You're what, 30?
No, I just said 31.
31. Okay. 9 years?
There's a single digit age.
Close enough. You got to round up. Sorry. If you can round up, it's an age gap.
What would you consider as a man then? Who's in my age bracket?
Who you should date?
I definitely wouldn't. Okay.
Well, your mental facilities are perfectly acceptable for a 22-year-old. So rock on with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm getting at. I have the maturity level.
Yeah, you're on par for the course.
Thank you.
Enjoy your 22-year-old.
Not saying it's anyone in particular.
Yeah, please don't date 30-year-old women. Don't date 30-year-old women. We will
hate
you.
That would be hell.
We would hate you.
I would hate it.
Yeah.
They would want a kid like so quickly.
Yeah, probably.
I'm okay with the kid part. I just don't like the sticking around and paying part. I just want to Johnny Appleseed it.
Oh, my God.
And then they can get a kid who does really well in school and then amounts to nothing. It's a pretty heady rush for 18 years, don't get me wrong. You're like, he got the best grades in the class. Look at him go. And then college time comes and...
you gotta pay up.
Those wheels come flying off with a burning vengeance. Back to your man, though.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that you guys aren't boning. Like, literally, you guys haven't... you haven't made sex.
No.
Any kind.
Nope.
You didn't get a Wizards of Waverly
place. Know I'm not answering that.
I was forced to answer these things.
Well, that's fine. You caved. I'm stronger. Sorry.
Well, because I care about the show, and I realize, like, if someone's just insinuating a ton of crap and nothing's answered...
We have fooled around. I believe
it's 45 wasted seconds.
We fooled around. I believe it at that. I'm not going to go into specifics.
I'm going to go with fool around is everything but sex.
Think what you will.
Everything, comma, but sex. That's how that was written.
Think whatever you want. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
I will put out a few things that I need you to confirm or deny. I'm not going to be gross about it.
I'm not talking about sexual anything, John. I'm not.
Why not?
Because if he ever finds out, I don't want him to be upset that I'm talking about this on air. So I'm not talking
about it. Why would he be
it.
Upset? You're talking about him being the one guy you're doing this with.
I know. So what? It's, yeah, publicly for the world to hear. I'm not going there.
My Wizards incident.
Yeah,
I'm
but you don't care
around.
About those girls with the Wizards. Let's be real.
Maybe I do.
I do care about him.
And maybe that.
No, you care about them both?
Why are you acting like I did things with both? The one
because you said you did.
I did not.
Oh, well, then I misheard
one
you.
Was
my apologies.
One was a bystander who probably wasn't exactly happy that things were going down while she was trying to watch Disney.
Oh, yeah, I'd be ticked.
Who wouldn't be? By the way, I'd never seen that show before. That Selena Gomez has a creepy effing voice. She sounds like me. Like right now with my congested Chris Berman pipes.
I'd have to hear her. I don't know.
You got
to
listen to her.
I will. She's doing something for the
beach. That bitch got a gravelly voice that is creepy. Good TNA on that show, by the way. There's a hot redhead. I liked it. Mm. Can't say no. It was like Ped Baywatch. Stop rubbing your eyes. Come on.
I'm tired.
You got 15 minutes.
Okay.
20. I lied. 20 and then Squire will come in.
I like Squire.
I know. Squire likes you a lot.
He's a nice guy.
You guys, you can bat your eyes at Squire a little bit. Get your ego.
Oh, stop.
What? Nothing wrong with that.
You're ridiculous. We keep getting off topic. What were you going to ask?
There was no topic.
Yeah.
I'm just...
not talking to him for... or not seeing him for a week.
Well, I find that weird, like 3 weeks in.
I know, right? It's kind of bugging me.
Like, if I dig a girl and she doesn't live hours and hours away, I would try to see her a couple times a week. I would try to make a Saturday plan. And
well, we have plans.
Like a Wednesday plan.
Well, we have plans for Sunday. We made those on, I think, Wednesday. So I don't know if he was thinking, oh, well, I don't want to be too much, you know?
It is what it is.
Yeah, we'll see.
Play it by ear. When are you guys, you thinking, officially going to be a couple and thus you can do?
I don't know.
Are you waiting for a talk that he initiates?
Should I wait for a talk that he initiates?
I
don't know. Some guys are weird about it. They feel like they got to ask you to be their girlfriends. But
I'll be honest.
I'm not going to do a boat boy. I'm not going to date him for 4 months and not exclusively and not be in a relationship. Like, I'm kind of at that breaking point where I'm like, either we're together or we're not. You need to decide.
I've always found, quote unquote, the talk to be a crock of ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you kind of get squatter's rights, if that makes sense.
Right. You're kind of, when
like,
you're
I'm
together.
Up in that all the time. It's mine now.
It's mine now.
Yeah, until the sheriff comes with his gun drawn
until
and says you get out of it.
Until 2 weeks and you get bored.
Well, and I don't get bored because I like, you know, sex is fun. I'll keep having it.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually 2 weeks I get my walking papers.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that.
That's sad.
No, I've always found that girls will use the talk thing when it benefits them. As in, if a girl was doing, you know, two-timing you, she's like, well, we never had the talk. But if a girl likes you, she will certainly consider the two of you official without the need for said talk. And I've learned enough from women that I will now use the talk as my own excuse. If I am juggling,
see, and that's why
I get grief, I'll say, we never had the talk.
And that's why I'm not playing that game again. Like, I'm at the point where either we're together or I'm going to move on. Like, either
I
you want to be
it,
with me
I would,
or...
Then I would bring that up kind of soon. I don't think a month.
Tomorrow.
A month without sex is weird. And if you have to have the talk to have the sex, do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I kind of feel like he's testing me this week. I don't know. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Testing you how? Did he build an obstacle course?
No. We were talking a week ago about how some chicks get just crazy and how they freak out if they don't hear back from you when they expect to and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I would never.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm
sleep
definitely.
With a girl without a condom and then don't talk to her for a week.
Oh. You're talk about livid.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think he.
Just
maybe,
saying, there's certain tests. You can up the ante on those tests if you want.
Exactly. So I'm wondering if he's kind of like. Is she the type that's going to flip out?
Guys aren't that psychological.
No, I think you are. I really think
we
you
aren't.
Are. No, I think you totally are. You may not be, but I think men are. For sure.
We want to be able to sleep around with zero repercussions and
this
have
guy
everyone we bang be loyal to us.
He doesn't
that's
sleep
it.
Around.
We want to be like a Saudi prince. That's all.
Yeah, not this guy. I'm telling you. This guy's different. Trust me.
You're making him sound like a sociopath then.
He's not a sociopath.
Like he's withholding sex and putting you through all these mind games. It sounds like the Cube.
No, I think he wants to know that.
Or The Cell, whatever that horrible Jennifer Lopez movie was.
Oh, that movie freaked me out.
That horse getting shot.
I hate that movie. No, the part where he's like the, I don't remember if it's a girl or a guy, is pinned down and he's like hooked his intestines up to that pulley and it's like pulling his intestines. Oh. Seriously, I have nightmares.
I just remember watching it and being like, this is horrible, but certain scenes have stuck with me.
Yeah, that was creepy. That was creepy.
So anyhow, that's your boyfriend. He's the creepy guy.
He's not my boyfriend, and he's not creepy. He's a good guy. It's a nice change.
You need to stop squeaking your chair.
It's
please,
my shoes.
Now.
Wearing okay. My Zumba shoes.
Stop squeaking.
Can't help it.
Just sit still.
How can you hear that?
I can hear everything.
You have headphones on. How can you hear that?
I have great hearing.
I hate you.
Got 15 minutes. Pull it together, private.
I'm fine.
Why wouldn't he have tried to bang you? I just don't get it. Like, for me...
He's the type of guy that wants to be in a relationship.
If I like
the girl,
though...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, sleeping with her early does nothing to change my opinion. If she gave it up quickly, then she probably liked me, too. Or she's a whore.
Or she's a whore. Come on.
I like to go with option one there because it feeds my ego.
Well, you are a different type of guy.
I'm just saying, if I get along with someone and we bang pretty quickly, what mm-hmm. the hell? Hopefully we keep banging and we keep liking each other.
No, you'd be done and you'd be bored.
I wouldn't.
It would fizzle. Yes, it would. Because then that's becomes the focus of the relationship and you do that every time you see this person.
Oh, the hell.
You know it's true, John.
Yeah, what's wrong with banging someone every time you see them? It's great.
Because you should get to know them before you go there.
I mean, I know their name.
If you don't know the middle name of the girl you're sleeping with, you got a problem.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Like,
middle name. That's the new test. If you don't know her middle name, maybe the names of her parents, then you got a problem.
If I know the last name.
No. No. Seriously?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
Because
no.
Like that precludes
middle name,
like banging someone
mom
at a
and dad's
party.
Name. Middle name.
Mom and
mom
dad's,
and dad's
name.
Yes. And you have to remember it. She can't have just told
literally,
you.
I wouldn't pass that test for a single woman I've ever slept with.
That's sad.
I can give you first and last names.
That's sad.
I don't even remember. Well, like, I don't keep a master list, so I just kind of know the number. I can give you, like, maybe 14 of...
The
180? Nah. I think I'm still under 20. I'm right at that cut.
You are not under 20.
I am.
No, you're not.
For actual P and V, I think I'm, like, 17?
I don't believe it.
18?
By that, you mean 33.
No.
Yeah.
For mouth.
Maybe 40.
For mouth stuff, I'm a little higher.
Ugh, John.
I have no number.
The fact that you have separate lists is ridiculous.
Well, because there was a phase where I was okay with just mouth stuff, but I wouldn't really.
How do you not have the herpes?
I mean, I've never been tested for it. I've just never had symptoms. I could be one of those sleeper agents, those Typhoid Mary types. No one's ever called me and been like, you know, my mouth looks like a snapping turtle's ass after I blew you. So what? Isn't that what happens when you get the herpes? Looks
know.
Like a bunch of bees.
I don't know. I don't have it.
Yeah, I've never had anything weird happen down there, and I've had the blood tested for the AIDS. What
for
do I
the
know?
AIDS.
For the AIDS.
The herpes. Why do we do that?
I'm looking at these lights go up right now. I think this means we're getting a call.
Oh boy.
They're all blue and Christmassy. I'm not gonna.
I see that.
Yeah.
It's kind of pretty.
It looks like a college kid's apartment.
I bet you it's Doug.
It could be Doug.
I'm thinking it's Doug.
I don't know how to take a call. Hold on. Let's see. Phone, pot up.
It'll take ringing? A while. Don't hang up.
Oh, they're gone already.
Oops.
Yeah.
Call back. Call back. He's figuring it out.
I think I know how to do it. You pull the phone off the hook, bring up the phone pod. Can't be rocket science.
You just didn't want to answer.
Yeah, why interrupt this magic we got going? This has just been scintillating these 40 minutes thus far.
I want a cupcake.
You can have the damn cupcake.
I want a white one.
You can have it. Not going to make any cum jokes or anything. I probably shouldn't have said that on air. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know.
Daddy, what does that mean?
Exactly. That's when mommy loves daddy a lot.
I should have never told you that you were muting the wrong one.
Why? You would have liked that.
That would have been hilarious.
The entire episode muting you mid-sentence as I hack
as
up
you, it would have been so funny.
Would have made no sense. I would hope you would at least
oh
explain
God.
It at the goddamn
no,
end of the
it
episode.
It would have been great. You should have done it.
It would have sounded even more amateur hour than always. All right. Let's, for the last 20, 15, I think we got 13.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be the crux of the show. We've managed to tread water admirably.
We're good at that.
I like to think so. I want to talk something that's a little... Eat the...
No, they keep looking over here.
They keep looking at you.
Ew.
They're a bunch of horny foreign men, and you are the blue-eyed light prize.
The blue-eyed light prize.
They want
that's
you.
That's funny. Never going to get me. Sorry.
Really?
No.
What
no.
if they machete your hands off?
No. Even if they machete my hands off, no.
All right.
I'm sorry.
In their culture,
you.
That's their version of your
of
current
dating?
Boyfriend. Yeah, it's like no sex and they chop off your hands.
Thank God I was born in the States.
Okay.
I would have already been stoned if I grew up over there. I'm
trying
way
to
too mouthy.
If Veronica was a Muslim woman,
I'd have been stoned years ago.
But you got to think where you fit in the culture. Like, you wouldn't be just a direct port of you. You would be like their
I'd be the
culture's
mouthy
version
one.
Of you. You would be like, this is going to come out sounding wrong at first, but you would be the town whore. But bear with me. Like, because you showed your ankles and crap like that.
Yeah.
I and, like, you held hands.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have actually banged anyone.
I'd be the one fighting for women's rights, that's for sure.
Yeah, so they wouldn't...
I'd be on
wait,
death
that's,
row
that's
waiting
Africa,
for execution by stoning.
Where they just take the broken Coke bottle and cut out your
yeah,
good
my
part.
Brother would have cut my head off long ago.
Yeah, you would have been honor killed a yeah. long time ago.
Yep.
I wouldn't have a co-host.
My little brother would have defended me.
He would have defended you by killing you.
No,
like he would have.
No, my older brother would have killed me. I think
he would have.
Sometimes
dug the
he
hole.
Still wouldn't mind killing me.
Yeah, and they would have lobbed the rocks at your head.
Ouch!
I know what a horrible way to go.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. That's gonna make me sad.
Let's talk about healthcare then.
Okay.
Let's talk about something that's been near and dear to me. No, especially lately because I've been sick for a month, and I only. The other day, went to the doctor to get checked out for it because it was my yearly physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been building up so many maladies, and I had such a laundry list when I came in that my doctor had the balls to say, guess what? You asked for too much. I don't even think I can bill this as your free physical.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because you have cough?
Oh, do you want to hear the laundry list of what I came in with?
As long as it doesn't deal with that region.
It does.
Sure.
Oh, it does.
What's wrong? I don't know what's wrong down there.
Well, it's nothing gross, but it's something that should be checked out. But I'm sick of paying any kind of substantial money anytime I want to get checked out just to make sure I'm not dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me because I know this is a political thing and we're not very political.
No, we're not.
My political leanings more to the left, but really only because I'm anti-corporate.
I lean to the right.
I think all government is a sham, and it's just extortion. It's just legal extortion.
That's not all that liberal.
It's just the mafia. Yeah, exactly. No, I have my leanings either way. I don't like the government.
I think you're
taxation's
moderate.
A joke. But any Republican who's like first of all, I love killing babies. So I'll never vote Republican for that alone.
Well, there's Republican and there's conservative. I like to think there's a difference between the two.
There is.
Republicans are more fiscally conservative.
Yeah, I'd probably be somewhat
conservatives are socially conservative.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I don't get along with that.
Like, I think that's a joke how it's all quote-unquote small government until it comes to me saying the F word on the air.
Yeah.
And, yep. I mean, really, the hoops they jump through to justify that. It's a joke to me.
Yep.
And similarly, I think liberalism's kind of a joke. The poor will just take their money and run. Helping them does nothing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because they'll just want more. You're still going to get mugged.
I was buying your cupcakes, and there was a chick buying ice cream cones and ice cream and a ton of soda on her welfare or whatever, her mm-hmm. WIC or whatever it is. I don't know. And I'm like, if you're – like, I don't buy that stuff. I can't necessarily afford it all the time. Why are you – like, really?
How else is she going to stay in shape? Got to eat right.
Well, and then, of course, we have to pay the health care for her diabetes. Like, really?
See, that's one thing I'm not so against, though, health care. Because whatever we got in place right now is completely screwed. I know a lot of people are insured through their job.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a 9-to-5 that's insured me in 5 years at this point, ever since I left for radio.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first left, I want to say it was April of 2006. My Cobra, which you pay pretty much what your company was paying.
Cobra is like $600 a month, if not more.
Do you want to know what my Cobra went to in the span of the 18 months I had it? This is 18
months.
I'm
afraid to ask because it's got to be astronomical.
I started at 3:30. And really, my mom is completely paranoid about healthcare, and I shouldn't have listened to her because she's dealt with my dad, who was sickly as hell for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, screw it, you should pay for Cobra. And I didn't want an insurance hunt because I'm lazy. So I was like, fine, here's my $3.30 a month to shut your fat mouth.
Yeah.
In the 18 months I had Cobra, it went from $3.30 to $4.60. I now have an insurance that covers literally nothing. It's there in case I am
shot. You get hit by a bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I pay, that has gone from $80 a month to $150 in the span of, I don't know, two and a half years. And I get a free physical and two free dental checkups. And that's it. Like, if I go for the sniffles.
No vision or anything?
No. I go for the sniffles, I'm paying like $150. And my meds are full price, like $80 or whatever the hell.
Dang.
So I think that has to get fixed in some way. I'm not saying it has to be free.
You know what, though? I pay more than that to my company. I pay,
how much
I think,
do you get?
$80 a pay period.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So it's $160 a month that I pay.
I just, to me, it is messed up that I'm paying that money. I went to the ER a couple of months ago because my back was like, it turned out to be my back.
They didn't cover emergency care.
But it was manifested as like, it felt like my appendix was going to shoot out of my asshole. and I had been ignoring the pain for days because I'm like, I don't want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up. I was in the ER 90 minutes. I was long enough to watch that. It was an ESPN 30 on 30 special on Steve Bartman, the guy who caught the Cubs ball and screwed up their season. They did nothing for me. They gave me an IV and sat me in a bed and told me I wasn't dying. I think I got like a little scan or some crap. $2,000 for that.
Yeah.
Not an overnight stay. Nothing like that. My meds were another couple $100.
Sounds
those were awesome, by the way. That was kind of worth it. I got some strong pills.
Because you paid for the good stuff.
But I mean, I was effed up for weeks on those. I did not come down. God, that was good. Not going to say it was $2,000 good.
Yeah.
But like maybe $500. I could have justified it. That was a good high. But I went in. I have had the following maladies for minimum 6 months, all of them. My right shoulder completely screwed up. Apparently the rotator cuff torn to shreds, messed it up in the gym. I have like limited mobility in it.
Ouch.
But
that's surgery.
Probably surgery. Yeah.
My mom had that to fix.
Lord knows what that will run me on my current insurance. Pretty much limping along until hopefully I get a real job and then I can slam them with all this crap.
Well, and you got to make sure that some of these aren't considered pre-existing conditions.
Yeah. No one better listen to this. Everyone keep a secret.
Oops.
Hush. My good old left nad, second favorite. I'm a right-handed man. Righty gets preference. Had like just a dull ache in that forever.
Really?
Forever.
Yeah, you got
and that
the
sounds
something.
Serious. Yeah.
And he didn't do anything for that?
Not really. He sent me to another guy. I got my balls felt for like 2 minutes straight. That was pleasant. Huh? Not going to lie. He had a tender hand. Dr. Yang.
Dr. Yang.
Dr. Yang.
Isn't that Christina Yang's name on Grey's Anatomy?
Is it? Yeah. Could have been her brother. I don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
Kindly young Asian guy. That was a palpation you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's screwed up. My shoulder should be okay. I pay taxes. Damn it.
I'm entitled, man.
I shouldn't have to ignore a dull, throbbing pain in my balls. Just because I don't want to pay the money. Just because I check it. I'm like, well, there's not a stalactite sticking out the side.
Do you qualify for one of the government options right now?
I don't know any of that crap. I pay for my own insurance. Because
I
try not to be a leech.
Well, you would pay for the government option, too. I just don't know how much it would be.
I should look into that. I want something where if my balls hurt,
you can get it fixed.
I can get my balls looked at.
You need to get married to a girl with good insurance.
That would be awesome.
No,
I would be very happy with that plan. Is yours good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can we do one of those like sham marriages?
What do I get out of it?
What do you want?
Do I get to live in your mom's basement with you?
I don't. It's not a basement. We've been over this. I live 12 feet from the door she sleeps at.
Oh, my God.
It's as good as it sounds.
Wow.
Foreplay will be shoving a ball of socks into your mouth so we don't wake her up.
Wow.
And nothing too fancy because we'll fall out of my twin.
Do you really have a twin-size bed, John? Seriously, a
twin-size bed? That is the most painful part.
You really sleep in a twin-size bed?
I lost my awesome queen bed. It's still locked up in a storage unit.
Why don't you go get it?
Because the room is so effing small, it can't really accommodate the queen.
Oh, John.
I know.
You gotta... Oh, wait.
I know. It's like true TV, like when they tour the little prison cells. That's what I sleep in. It does have a very money-like dinosaur blanket comforter.
You're lying.
No, I'll show it to you.
You're
well, they're not dinosaurs.
Lying right now.
It's zoo animals, and they have wheels for feet.
You are lying to me right now.
No, because I had my big boy comforter... But it felt like crap.
Did you just say big boy comforter?
My big boy comforter.
You're really sleeping with a comforter that you had as a kid.
I didn't use it as a kid. It was always the if you passed out on the couch comforter as a kid. So it was lying there folded up. And I'm like, I remember this being very comfy. And this won't be at all metaphorical that I will. And now I sleep under that. It's warm. It's safe.
It's your mom's uterus.
Exactly.
That's where you live.
You got where I'm going with this.
Oh, well, man.
I see Mr. Squire's at the door, and it's 55.
Yes,
so we can
time.
Play the music. There's Surf Rider. Veronica?
Yes.
thank you again for the lovely cupcakes.
Of course, you're welcome.
And the tagalongs.
That, yum.
They look good.
Good, good.
Do I have you next weekend?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Anything you want to promote? Your Facebook page? People can stalk you. Veronica Johnson.
They can find me through your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And go to the page.
Go to John Papa Giorgio's Facebook and then find Veronica and then add her. And then whenever she updates her status, be like, ho, that's so witty.
I am witty.
There you go. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You can find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement, show's website in papasbasement.com. And until next Saturday at 3 p.m. on fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but